With immigration at the U.S. southern border very much in the news, we finish tonight with a perspective that takes a longer view. Jeffrey Brown recently spoke with playwright Octavio Solis about a new memoir chronicling his childhood along that border.
Their naive art painted by an artist for a specific person.
They're called retablos, small, simple paintings of Mexican folk art, often religious in nature.
Like in this one here, this man has been stung by a bee.
Octavio Solis has collected them for years.
Each one of these is like a flash fiction story.
Flash fiction?
Because it's all encapsulated in one image with a little writing in it.
Retablos is also the name of Solis's latest work, a collection of stories about his childhood along the Texas-Mexico border.
That's what revisiting El Paso is like for me. Like walking into a retablo with a rusty surface for a sky and misremembered family and friends for saints and supplicants and the lost distilled moments of my border past for miracles.
Octavio Solis, author of more than 20 plays regularly performed around the country, is one of the leading Latino voices in the theater.
We're not on the border anymore, are we? I mean, you're not.
Oh, no, not at all.
He lives in rural Oregon now, but in Retablos, he looks back at himself as what he calls a skinny brown kid.
That's what I was growing up there. And with everything that comes with it, all the hang-ups that come with being a young man who's unsure of who he is and what he is as an American growing up in El Paso, Texas.
You describe a family that in some ways living on the border of legality as well.
Oh, yes.
You're born in the U.S., your mother not, but she becomes legal. Your father's not at first.
We saw people crossing all the time around our household. They looked exactly like us, but they weren't us. We always found a way to kind of create distance. But we were so much like them. And there was that distancing didn't work at some point because the Border Patrol would always stop us and ask us for, like, where do you live?
Yeah.
Can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance to us?
So you always felt that?
I always felt that. That never left me.
Cuando el sol se retira, salgo del campo.
Those tensions have often been a theme in his work.
And Don Quixote! Don Quixote de la Plancha Teja!
Including a new version of Don Quixote that was staged this summer at the California Shakespeare Theater.
To fight for the unemployed!
Using the Quixote spine, the spine of that story, I was able to tell a new story about the border and about the Border Patrol and about the immigration issues that we're dealing with today. I feel it incumbent on me in these times to address the issues that I feel are endangering Latinos in this country.
So your Quixote is going through that landscape on the border.
And instead of fighting, tilting at windmills, he's tilting at surveillance drones that the Border Patrol puts out around the desert there.
Recently, Solis had a chance to reach and teach an audience of millions as part of a team of cultural consultants hired by Pixar for the blockbuster hit Coco, an animated film about a boy and his family in Mexico.
They had us look at every aspect of the film. We became the firewall between something that could be cooked up just for sales and something that was authentic to the culture.
Authentic to the culture.
To the culture, meaning a story that would accurately depict the Latino, the Mexican culture in Mexico in the film.
So, which does not often happen.
Does not often happen at all. In films, seldom bring consultants in to say, to check, is the dialogue sounding authentic? Is this correct Spanish? Would a character dress this way?
Mira, they're setting up for tonight, the music competition for Dia de Muertos.
Solis says he was pleased with the final result and the popularity it enjoyed.
It was a way for general American audiences to relate to someone who's colored like me in a way that is so immediate and visceral and humane. That's what's so puzzling and so disturbing about the times that we're living in, that a film like Coco can attract such a wide audience. And yet at the same time, a lot of that audience is demonizing us. It's really, it's very hard. It's very hard to sort of see that. I don't understand.
Come here, Trixie.
These days, with wife Jeannie and their daughter Gracie, there are chickens and goats to tend.
Hello, Tex.
And also new plays on the horizon. One is called Mother Road, a kind of sequel to John Steinbeck's classic story of migrant workers, The Grapes of Wrath. The nearby Oregon Shakespeare Festival will stage it as a world premiere next summer. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Medford, Oregon.